We have a special extended 1 hour long comedy capers, and a big welcome goes to the guest who's in the studio with me right now. Hello to you. How are you doing?
You've forgotten my name. I can't believe you've forgotten my name.
I did not forget your name.
It's like, and now somebody who needs no introduction because I've forgotten
There's
his name.
A person in the studio right now. His name is Ray Addison from DubaiLaughing.com. Welcome to the studio.
Hello. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, so we've got so much to talk about, Ray, but first let's have a look at local news. And there's so much that's been going on recently. I know we're going to be doing a review of Hisham's one-night stand-up comedy, which took place, I think, at the One Up Bar last night. Am I correct in saying?
Absolutely, yeah. It's our last show of every month. It's Hisham's show. He's co-host sometimes on this very station,
and
he's also a very talented comedian as well. And he does his show at the One Up Bar in TCOM, and it's kind of like a best of the best, you know. So he kind of picks all the best acts that have been performing over the last few months, and a few surprises as well.
Does he pick those acts himself?
Of course. So it's kind of like he's selecting everybody. And it, you know, a lot of the shows that we do at the One Up are kind of all about the new material and the new acts and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But with this particular night, you won't hear untested material, put it that way. So it's all kind of the best of the best stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that you're in for a good show with Hisham.
Okay, I can't wait to get into that review. Also, we'll be looking at some international news when it comes to comedy. Obama and his anger translator.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, it's so good. Confront press on frustrating climate coverage. We'll be talking about that amongst other stories. And also, we have a competition for you today. So let's just have a quick listen to this song. Such a good song by the Drifters.
Oh, is that the Drifters?
Yeah.
I love the classics.
You know what? We're playing that because we have a competition today, and it's all to do with Prelude to a Kiss.
Mm.
Big opening night tonight, Ray, April the 30th to May the 2nd at Duck Tack at Mall of the Emirates. We have two tickets to give away today on the show, and this is all to do with Backstage, which is the largest community theatre organisation in Dubai. And they've very kindly given us two tickets to give away today. So you could be winning those a little bit later on the show. Just listen out for that song by the Drifters, Kissing in the Back Row of the Movies.
And my buddy's in this play as well.
Is he?
Yeah, Brent Jenkins is in it.
He was in the studio just
of 2 days
ago.
Yeah, again, another comedian. Everybody's a comedian these days.
Oh. Do you know what? I was intrigued because it's on many people's bucket lists.
Mm.
You know, I want to do at least one stand-up comedy routine before I die.
Yeah.
But does that happen? Do people actually go out and do it? Do they go for it?
Well, I mean, you know, last night we had somebody from a rival station, from one of the breakfast shows, in fact, do their very first ever stand-up performance. And so Dubai Laughing was working with them to help them get ready for their performance. And then they came and they did the gig last night with Hisham. Kind of broke the rules slightly because we allowed a newbie who's never done it before. Normally you wouldn't get that at Hisham's show. But we did it this once because this person from a station, which we won't name, they wanted to give it a go. And they had an absolute blast.
Okay, wait, one sec. It's time for this.
Comedy Capers.
So it's Comedy Capers here on Dubai Eye 103.8. We're going to get into some reviews in just a minute's time. But yes, how intriguing. So a radio personality.
Yes.
Hit the stage for the very first time.
Very first time. They did very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, they did around 8 minutes as well.
That's a long time.
It is a very long time. I wouldn't necessarily advise it. And I said to them, you know, look, I'm sure it's going to be great.
Sure.
But if it's not so great,
it might be bad.
Yeah. And you get to the point where you get a laugh.
Yeah.
Good enough, you know.
A laugh.
Leave. you know, get leave on a laugh, because the worst thing is to do sort of 8 minutes and have kind of silence, but just get one laugh and kind of miss that opportunity to go, thank you, I'm here all week. You know,
I'm here all week, try the veal.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it went really, really well. And so you never know, a new stand-up comedian might be born here in the UAE.
I've got to say, Ray, there's a lot of listeners who've texted us throughout the years, and they've said, you know, just listening to Comedy Capers, you guys have given me the confidence to go on stage and try stand-up comedy for the very first time. And what is the main concern with these newbies going on stage for the very first time?
Well, I had somebody come up to me last night at the venue and say, been to a couple of the shows, you know, heard you guys on the radio and want to try some stand-up. A guy from the US, and you know, the first question they always ask is there anything I can't say?
Oh, I see.
And do you know what the answer to that is? That there's things you can't say everywhere, all around the world. You know, there's things that you would, you know, you would need to be sensitive to, and things that you would need to be aware of. And so absolutely, there's a few things that you wouldn't talk about just because it's not appropriate. But that doesn't stop you from being funny or being able to be free and talk about, you know, your home life and your relationships and the country you come from and the things you love and like and hate, especially things you hate, you know. A lot of stuff that you hate can be really, really funny. So no, we're not limited in any real extent to the kind of things that we can say on stage. So you can go up there, you come to a show, go to whether it's an international show or a homegrown show, you will hear a real range of topics being talked about.
Do you know, I was listening to a great interview last week with Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Is it Louis C.K. or is it Louis C.K.?
Louis.
Yeah, Louis C.K. And he said, you just can't tell with comedy. It's like a complicated algorithm.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get it and sometimes you just don't.
No, absolutely. I mean, you could do a set in one venue and it doesn't work. And then you take the same set, the same night to a different venue, you know, half an hour later, and it can go amazingly well. Yeah, it's happened to me. I did a show in Biddy Bondi, brand new set
outside.
Yeah, this was run by Comedy Dubai back then, on the Palm. They hated me. And then I went and did it at One Up, and it was great. You know, it went really, really well. So you know, you've got to, especially with new material as well, and with new acts, you've got to give it a chance. I was chatting to another guy the other day. Guy did our comedy course, called Andy, and I asked him, you know, here's some dates, would you be interested in performing at any of these shows? And he said, do you know what I realized from doing stand up? I realized it's not for me. You know, he's
honest.
I mean, you know, he did the course because he wanted to learn. Yeah, he did the thing. I said, it's a shame because you were really funny, and I wasn't just being, you know, being nice to him. He actually was genuinely funny. But he decided that the whole, you know, the process that you have to get to that stage where you know it's going to work on, so you know, scripting and so forth, he didn't want to do that. He just you know, wanted to be more improvised and you know, get his humor that way.
And the thing is, a lot of people who do your courses, it's not necessarily the stand-up comedy routine that they're aiming for. It's just getting on that stage, doing public speaking, which is the
absolutely
tough thing.
I mean, so for some people, like, they're not even looking beyond that first performance. You know, when I first started stand-up, you know, for me it was a case of, okay, I'm just going to take baby steps, you know, people get a real passion for it. Some people do, some people don't, you know. Some people go, okay, I've done that, and you know, I'm not going to do it again. Even if they love it, it might have been so scary for them that just to achieve it, you know, whether it's, maybe it's the same for some people as jumping out of a plane or bungee jumping or something like that. You know, you might want to do it once, or you would do it for a reason, because it, you know, it's for a charity or it's for something, you know, but then you've done it once, you go, okay, I've ticked that box. You know, I can say I've done it, but I'm never going to do
off
it again.
Off my bucket list.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never going back on.
Yeah, and then other people, they just, you know, you can tell them, they're in that sort of, right, I've got a gig, I'm going to gig as much as possible, I want to do every single show, right, every, you know, when you send the sheet out to them, right, every day, I want every day, you know.
But isn't that amazing to see that kind of passion?
Yes, great, it's really, really good, you know. And then it kind of calms down a little bit after they've been doing it for, you know, a year or so, and it kind of, you know, real, you know, the rest of their life has to kind of come back into focus, you know, their husband or wife is going, hello, remember us, you know, I know you're
the ones that feed you the material.
Yeah. I know you're out like every night doing stand up, but yeah, we need you back here. So, yeah. You know, then real life. And then it kind of becomes a balance, mm-hmm. You know? So it's there's opportunities for everybody here.
When is the next workshop actually taking place?
Do you know what? We were supposed to start it like 2 weeks ago. We're so tired. We didn't start it.
That's no excuse.
No.
We're so tired.
It really is. It really is. We've had such a packed year so far.
Yeah, true.
And we really do. We do these 6 week courses, and we only leave like 2 weeks between them normally. Mm-hmm. And we just go over and over and over with these courses. But we just needed to have a little bit of time on the weekends.
Okay, listen, stay with us. This is Comedy Capers with me, Zara Soren, Ray Addison from DubaiLaughing.com. Jason is away. He's not feeling very well, but he'll be back hopefully on Sunday. Okay, that is the cue for the competition here on Dubai i103.8. You know that? I don't know that song, Ray. They use the word smooching, and you just feel like it's something from a time gone by.
It does. It really takes you back.
Yeah. Okay, what are we doing for the competition? This is to win two tickets, by the way, to go to Prelude to a Kiss. Big opening night tonight at Ducktack, which is at Mall of the Emirates, and it's being put on by Backstage, which is the largest community theatre organisation in Dubai. I think we agreed that it was going to be, if you want to win these two tickets, just send in Prelude to a dot, dot,
something.
Dot.
Yeah, what are you waiting for today? Maybe there's a prelude to something happening for you today.
Mm-hmm.
Fill in that blank and tell us what your prelude is.
And please get it better than I did, because during the break I was like, prelude to a sandwich?
Yeah.
So please do. You will do better than I will. I'm sure you will. So 4001 and your name. Prelude to a dot, dot, dot. Send in your answers to 4001. There's no right. There's no wrong answers.
No.
Just do your best and you could be winning those two tickets to go to Prelude to a Kiss. But right now, it is time for this.
Comedy Capers.
It is Comedy Capers here on Dubai i103.8, where we look at the best of the international and also UAE-based stories with DubaiLaughing.com's founder, Ray Addison. And Ray, thank you for staying with us today.
No problem.
So much to talk about on the show, but let's start with a review of Hisham's one-night stand-up, and this was at the One Up Bar in TCOM last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we had Osman Rahail on the bill. I have to say, Osman Rahail is like the master of dark comedy. He was introduced last night in a way that I just simply cannot say on radio. but he is just the last time I saw this guy go on stage, he was supporting Chaz Burnett, who we
nice.
Had our international act for the month, who was mm-hmm. Came in and talked to you guys on this very show.
Great guy.
And he was pretty much the last act on before Chaz. And I have to say, he kind of stole the show.
Did he?
Yeah, I mean, look, hey, don't get me wrong. Chaz Burnett was absolutely hilarious. And he's been going for sort of 30-odd years.
You didn't mention this when Chaz was in the studio, Ray.
Well, of course, time and place. Chaz was fantastic. He's in South Africa now doing sold out run over there. And it would be great to have him back sometime soon. But Osman was just fantastic. I mean, really, really fantastic. And it's so nice when you see mm-hmm. everybody reaching those levels that you know, you can only just dream of reaching, and they just have those moments.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen with a few guys, Roger Tolte as well, Irish comedian based out here in the UAE.
Luke, the stand-up comedian that we've talked about off-air.
Luke Haker, yeah, absolutely.
One of my personal favourites, because do you know what? It's everyone's got their different tastes in comedy,
yeah.
And I really like the guys that just go all out.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've got no ego. They just get on stage and they go for it.
Do you know what? The audience totally appreciate it mm-hmm. as well. You know, if I'm sat in the audience watching a show, if somebody's going to be bad, be confidently
exactly.
bad.
Exactly. If you're going to be naughty, be naughty. Yeah.
And if you're going to be good, be really good. If somebody, that's one of the things, you know, it's you can kind of like fake it till you make it a little bit mm-hmm. as well, you know. Stand there on the stage, don't pace up and down, look the audience in the eye, you know, hold the microphone the right way, deliver your lines confidently, pace yourself, because all of these things, you know, they can turn medium average material or like me, sub average material, you know, and it can make it really good, it can make it really work, whereas you could have the best material in the world, you know, and you could stand there and deliver it badly and it's just never going to work because the audience don't buy into it. They're not like, oh, this person isn't a comedian.
I would love to see a show on YouTube or wherever where it's a quality show written by maybe Michael McIntyre's scriptwriters or Jerry Seinfeld or Louis C.K. or one of the greats, but just delivered by a normal person just to see if they get as many laughs. Oh, no, it's all to do with delivery.
You can see all of that. I mean, go to YouTube and I mean, people have heard of Peter Kay. You know, there's a Peter Kay tribute act, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, go to YouTube and Google Peter Kay tribute act or Google Lee Evans tribute act. You know, these are comedians that they're so well known for their stand-up, for being geniuses, and then you know, watch their tribute act, it's not the same. They, you know, they look like them, they sound like them, they're delivering their material, but it's not the same. It's just not the same. And so, you know, it doesn't work. People steal other people's material all the time.
True.
And they and in some cases they do better with it. I mean, we were chatting a couple of weeks ago, or a story was in the papers a couple of weeks ago. Russell Peters, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody loves Russell Peters, right?
True, very
and
popular.
He comes out here every year and he does some great shows. A female comedian from the UK called Gina Yashere.
Love her,
And she was on Last Comic Standing in the US as well. Got a big profile too, but not as big as Russell Peters. Said, he stole my material.
And oh, so, Russell Peters.
Yeah, so they did this sort of expo thing where they showed clips from her and clips from him, and he was doing very similar material, you know. Case, I think he actually made it funnier.
that wasn't mentioned in the newspapers.
No,
but you've got to be a bit harsh sometimes.
Absolutely, but you know, it's always just interesting to see. You know, you never know what's going to happen each time. Sometimes people surprise you in a good way or a bad way. Luke was on last night with his blue trousers doing his Smurf routine. I don't think you've seen his Smurf routine.
Was he doing even the lemons routine?
No, I don't think he did.
Even the lemons! I'm sorry, you have to go see this guy. I know there's private jokes going all over the place here on the show right now, but please go to... Where do these events usually happen? Is it the One Up Bar in TCOM?
It's
Wednesdays?
One Up in TCOM. Every Wednesday will be there. Luke performs a lot. He's obviously not on every single week because he's got a real job as well. But if you want to see a man scream even the lemons in a very funny way, then that's the place to go.
And you know, we actually, because he makes fun of, you know, advertising campaigns and whatnot that are in the newspapers and the magazines. And the greatest day of my life when I actually met the copywriter of one of those campaigns and said, you need to go see this local comedian, his name's Luke, he's brilliant. And the guy was looking at me like, why? I was like, no, you'll see.
You should have told. I think you'd have been quite flattered, actually, knowing that you know, people are taking the mickey out of the stuff that they've done. But no, it was a good show last night. Luke Osman, we had Tony Graham there, stand up from the US, a few new faces as well, and really good show. Well, very well hosted by Hisham, as always.
Okay, we are about to move into the month of May, which is great. Laughter Factory coming back May the 7th and the 8th, and this is at Melrose in the Mövenpick Hotel and on JBR.
Yes, absolutely. Laughter Factory is always a good bill, you know, something that you can rely on here in the UAE, and they always have three top comedians.
They do.
That they bring over, and also, you know, they just put on a fantastic show. Mm-hmm. Looking at their lineup for this month, they've got Jeff Norcutt, David Haddingham, and Mick Ferry. Mick Ferry, I've seen a lot of the times at the Comedy Store in the UK. These guys are also regular performers at the Comedy Store. That's going to be a really good night. My pick would be Mick. and he'd be my recommendation.
Mick is a pick?
Yeah, absolutely. So Thursday the 7th of May, Friday the 8th of May, Mövenpick Hotel, Jumeirah Beach, and you can find out more at thelaughterfactory.com.
Okay, we are still running this competition right now here on Dubai Eye 103.8. It is to win two tickets to Prelude to a Kiss, which the big opening night is tonight at Ducktack at Mall of the Emirates. It continues until May the 2nd. We've got two tickets for you to possibly win, and it is so easy today on a Thursday afternoon. All you've got to do is send us in your best suggestion, Prelude to a dot, dot, dot. Please beat mine. Mine was Prelude to a Sandwich. It wasn't good. It wasn't funny. You can definitely beat that. I know you can. Send in your answer, Prelude to a dot, 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 and your name to 4001. You could be winning those tickets. Ray, do you have one? You can't win, by the way.
Well, I said Prelude to a Brunch.
That's actually quite good.
Which, it's not funny, but...
Dubai-centric, though.
Yeah, and it'll be happening tomorrow, so this is a rubbish quiz. Do you know what people should do? We should just get them to
just
text
be funnier than us.
A better quiz question than that.
All right, stay with us. Comedy Capers is coming back in a few minutes. We're going to be looking at Obama and his anger translator. Also, Tom Arnold returning to his stand-up comedy roots and two-way mirrors. What's that all about? Stay with us. This is Dubai Eye 103.8. There's some interesting dance moves happening right now here in the Dubai Eye studio.
Good dance moves is the word you're looking for.
To the drifters kissing in the back row of the movies. Yeah. Oh, those lyrics, though, you know, smooching in the back row
would
and
you
holding
like,
hands together.
Would you like to do one of those shows with kind of hits from the 60s and 70s like this?
What do you mean?
You, as a host, would you like to do that? I think that'd be quite fun to do an hour of sort of golden oldies and classics.
I think so, because it takes you back to a time that just doesn't exist anymore. Mm. And the language they use and the imagery, it doesn't exist. It's beautiful.
Yeah, but what about that Uptown funk, that song, you know, that all the kids like?
the one by Mark Ronson and
Yeah.
I
heard that on a station out here.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was an oldie or a newie.
Ah,
just for
I
a
see.
Moment, I had that moment where I was going, oh, this, because it's got that really old vibe.
I think if you listen to the lyrics, you would know that it's quite a new song because they reference kind of pop culture. And I think there's even a little shout out to Michelle Pfeiffer in there.
Is there?
Yeah, the beginning of the song.
Oh, yes.
Anyway,
yes.
We digress. The reason we're playing Kissing in the Back Row of the Movies by the Drifters is because we are running a competition right now here on Dubai Eye 103.8 with me, Zara Sor. Jason Lumber is away right now. He's not feeling very well. He'll be back on Sunday. And Ray Addison from DubaiLaughing.com. We have two tickets to give you, or possibly give you, to go to Prelude to a Kiss, which is a theatrical performance, big opening night tonight, and then it finishes on May the 2nd at Ducktack at Mall of the Emirates. And all we're asking you to do is fill in the blank. So Prelude to a what? Prelude to a dot, dot, dot. Just think of something a little bit more amusing and
than anything we can come up with.
Than we did, because we aren't very funny. I said Prelude to a Sandwich.
Yeah.
Ray did Prelude to a Brunch, which was better than mine.
Yeah.
Let's be fair, it was better than mine. And we've got some great suggestions coming in already. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just a bit of fun. We will put your names into the draw and we'll announce the winner just before 1 o'clock today. So Prelude to a what? Mm. Send in something funny. Let us know what your name is. 4001 is our SMS number, or you can text us via the Dubai Eye Messenger app, which, by the way, you can access on our website, dubaieye1038.com/messenger, and then another /. Good luck to you. But right now, it is time for this.
Comedy Capers.
So we were talking about this off air actually with Ray Addison from DubaiLaughing.com. The fact is, in the last few years, you can go out pretty much any day of the week and you can see amazing comedy here in the UAE, which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's getting really, really exciting. I mean, we're moving up now to 4 gigs a week,
mm-hmm.
3 to 4 gigs a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're really, really pleased to be doing that. The reason we're doing it is because there's so many great comedians out there. There's just not enough opportunities right mm-hmm. now for everybody to go to those gigs. We've got great shows in Abu Dhabi as mm-hmm. well. When I say we, obviously we're not organizing it. It's organized by a guy called Eric Thornquist and John Bolton. They do a show out there in Abu Dhabi. In fact, they've got one tomorrow night.
No way.
Yeah, I want to tell you about it. It's called the Big Lebowski Party. So they do comedy gigs out there.
Wait, say that name again.
The Big Lebowski Party.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, you've obviously seen the film, right?
Huge fan.
Yeah.
Can't stop saying the word dude.
So yeah, they need everybody to head on down there tomorrow night. It's at Barossa, which is Ramada downtown in the tourist club area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Friday evening from 8 p.m. They say grab your dressing gown.
What?
Grab your dressing gown
and your slippers.
Yeah, hit the lanes and take it easy with their very own Big Lebowski Party. It's basically that it's going to have 70s classics. There's going to be a band, a DJ, and some sort of special cake as well to do with the film. It's basically kind of like a celebration of the Big Lebowski.
Oh man, yeah. They have to do this at a bowling alley though.
Well, they're turning it into a bowling alley.
But
they're turning it.
Is it going to be the same? I don't know.
Well, if you went to it, if they had it in a bowling alley, it definitely wouldn't have the same vibe.
Can you imagine, though, how much fun would that be? You're kind of on the alleys trying to, to shout above the pins falling down. What about this about bowling alleys, huh?
Yeah, but that's taking place. That's Friday. So get yourself down there and there mm-hmm. on Facebook as well. If you're on Facebook, just look out for Yella Laughs Comedy Club in Abu Dhabi.
Now, you can find all their details. There's a big gig coming up right here in Dubai. Tell us about that one.
Yes, it is our brand new venue. It's in downtown Dubai,
mm-hmm.
And it's at a restaurant called Serafina,
which is beautiful.
Yeah, it's kind of like a restaurant slash jazz venue. You know, they have is it Hamdan Al Abri down there? The musician.
Who's great?
Yeah, yep. he's kind of got a residency down there. So he's absolutely awesome. So we're going to give you a night of comedy. There's going to be some music, some jazz down there as well. It's in Souk Al Baha area, and it's actually the restaurant's fairly new. It hasn't been open all that long.
Yeah,
and it's going to be a fantastic show. We're going to have a different show each night. So the first our opening gig, which is on Monday, the 11th of May.
So coming up very soon
at eight p.m. from 8 p.m. doors open from 7. We'll have the Get Set Laugh show, which is our improv show, and then it's going to be a different show every week.
I've got to say, I love this show because I'm a huge fan of improv. I like the fact that you never really know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I love stand-up comedy. I love the fact that people work really hard on their routines and their delivery and their timing and their material. But there's just something about improv.
Yeah.
There's something there.
I like that you like our show.
Oh.
I really do. It really is. It's really great. It's a show. Before Salman and I started working together on Dubai Laughing, I sort of created this show. Called Get Set Laugh, and it was rubbish. It really was. It was rubbish.
Yeah.
It just didn't work. It wasn't working. I was trying different hosts and different people and different concepts, and it just wasn't working. And then Salman came along, and he, you know, obviously expert in improv. He's
so good.
He's arguably better at improv than he even is at stand up, and he's awesome at stand up. And he just said, right, you need to do this. Let me put it on. I said, oh, I don't really want to do that show again. It never works. He goes, let me do it. It was just amazing.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, don't even just do it once a month. Do it like twice a month. You know?
Yeah.
And so now we're going to have all these shows, you know, several times a month because of all these new venues.
Does this go back to the fact that a lot of us grew up on shows like Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
And loved them and loved the fact that people are taking risks. It might be funny. It might not be funny. You just don't know.
Do you know one of the things that Salman always says is kind of to our students is be real, like be truthful, be honest, you know? And I think that's one of the things you get when you're watching an improvised stand-up comedy show. You know that it's genuine. It's spur of the moment. It's reacting to suggestions from the audience. So the audience play a key role in the show being as good as it is, you know. So it's kind of like it's just got this truthfulness about it, which it's just hilarious as well. So that's going to be taking place there. It's the nights are called LOL nights, lol nights, and the first one is on Monday, the 11th of May.
Okay, so that's going to start with Improv Night, and anyone can access information, I guess, on what, DubaiLaughing.com?
It's all on DubaiLaughing.com, and we've got this really exciting new schedule, which we're going to launch today.
Ooh.
And you'll be able to see all the different gigs that are coming up over the next 30, 40 days or so, and there's a lot, and you'll be able to see each of the acts that are performing at those gigs.
You can follow my favourite, Luke.
Yes, Luke. Luke is definitely on there. You can see, so you know, you'll be able to check out Zara. You know, you'll be able to see, right, where's Luke next performing? Right, I'm gonna put that
it
one
sounds like stalking,
no,
Ray.
It could be thought of in that way.
You'll be able to see where he is at all times.
It's a bit strange.
Disclaimer, not stalking.
So we have, that's going to be every Monday. So you've got the 11th, then the 18th.
Okay.
And then on the 25th at LOL Nights at Serafina. So towards the end of the month, so we'll remind you as well, we've got an international headliner coming in, Martin Davis, international stand-up from the UK, is going to be headlining that venue on the 25th of May.
Oh, brilliant. All this information, if you've missed it, DubaiLaughing.com. You can take a look on the website. You can see all the information on the gigs. However, one last chance to get into the competition today. Have a listen to this. Ray, some really funny suggestions coming through. Yeah, to 4001. And I keep laughing, and I'm kind of laughing at you.
Yes.
Kind of.
No, because you're looking past me and laughing while I'm talking about fairly mundane things. And I knew it wasn't me making you laugh.
I'm not that funny. But we're getting some really, really great suggestions coming through to 4001 with regards to our competition today. This is with Backstage Productions. They're putting on Prelude to a Kiss, which is opening tonight at Duck Tack at Mall of the Emirates. We've got two tickets to give away today, and all we're asking from you is send us in Prelude to a what? Just make it funnier than us. Prelude to a ... send in your answers to 4001 and your name. Every single answer will go into the draw. There's no right or wrong answer, doesn't matter, and we will read out some of the answers after the break, and we'll announce the winner just before 1 o'clock today. So Prelude to a what and your name to 4001. You know, every time I play this clip now, it feels a bit like Groundhog Day. It's like, oh, here we go again.
Like it.
It's a great song. It's by the Drifters, Kissing in the Back Row of the Movies. And it is, of course, our cue for our competition. And Ray, we've been getting some great suggestions into 4001.
I know. A lot of them we can't read out. But
yeah, that's true, actually.
Nice.
We've been getting some great suggestions. We've got two tickets to go to Prelude to a Kiss with Backstage Productions. The first night is tonight. It goes on till May the 2nd. And if you want to win those two tickets, you've got a couple of minutes left to send in some suggestions. Prelude to a what? I mean, obviously the play is called Prelude to a Kiss, but we want you to send in your answers to 4001. I'm sorry, but like more funny suggestions keep coming in. Ray, I'm sorry. You're funny too.
No.
You're hilarious. But the listeners are funnier.
They are. They always are.
Okay, it's time to go back to this.
Comedy Capers.
So this is Comedy Capers with Ray Anderson from DubaiLaughing.com with me, Zara Soar. Jason is away. He's not feeling very well, but he'll be back on Sunday. And Ray, so much has been going on in the international circuit when it comes to stand-up comedy.
I just saw today the funniest thing.
Did you?
I think I've seen all year, if possibly, in my life.
Is it funnier than our listeners' texts?
Nothing is funny than listening.
It's true.
No, but if President Obama was giving a White House correspondents' dinner speech. Now, I think I'm a little bit behind on this because I think this was a couple of days ago.
It was.
Okay, so everybody else probably has already seen this, and if you have, then you know how hilarious this was. He brought out, while he's giving his speech, his anger translator, Luther. to translate hilariously, let's face it, everything that he was, what he actually meant while he was giving his speech.
Yeah.
And so they were picking up on topics like Fox News, Fox News and their sort of neutrality, debatable, CNN's coverage.
I never thought I'd hear a sentence with Fox News and neutrality together, Ray, but you've managed to do it somehow. Anyway, moving on swiftly.
CNN and their coverage of Ebola. And, you know, sort of according to the anger translator, Lufa, claiming that Ebola was about to take over the US, you know, obviously it wasn't. it was just absolutely brilliant. And then, you know, they kind of switch it, which, you know, you kind of don't see it coming. They switched it so that actually President Obama starts becoming the angry one and Lufa has to calm him down. He ends up going over to the First Lady and say, you know, he crazy, you know, and leaving the building because he can't stand how angry Obama's getting. It's really, really good. It's everywhere. It's on
one of the topics that they covered, and this has been in the news a lot recently, is climate change, and good for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Obama was talking about California and how you know, people are denying climate change, and yet California is bone dry. You know, and so it's obviously happening. You know, it's a you know, there's a lot of pressure, isn't there, to when they do these correspondence dinners.
Yeah.
On what will the president say? What will President Obama say? You know, it has to be that right mix of presidential and funny at the same time, entertaining. And I think by bringing on an anger translator to say the things that Obama might be thinking but can't actually say because, you know, he's not in that position, was just a stroke of absolute genius. So if you're near a laptop, take a look at it.
And also Google Cicely Strong, because she just blew everybody away. She was she's quite well known for doing Saturday Night Live. Uh-huh. She's a female comedian. She went up on stage and she just said, you know, far be it from me to tell politicians how to do politics because I'm a comedian, I'm not a politician. It would be like you guys telling me what to do with my body. Yeah. And everyone just went, oh. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. But Google White House Correspondents Dinner 2015, because Obama, it's always gold. It's comedy gold.
And Lufa, in case anyone's wondering, is a guy called Keegan-Michael Key, and he's from the Comedy Central series Kay and Pelly. Mm-hmm. Did I pronounce that right? You probably know how to pronounce that. Kay and Pelly. So I'm going to be checking out his stand-up as well.
Just quickly, one more international story, and it's all to do with two-way mirrors.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
Yeah.
This. A comedian was performing at a club in the US.
Mm-hmm.
She's called Tamale Rocks. And she was at the Cigars and Stripes bar in the US when she discovered a two-way mirror.
How do you discover a two-way mirror?
I really don't know. The article doesn't say, but presumably it was in a place where you would not appreciate a two-way mirror to be present.
Obviously, yes. Yeah. Would you ever appreciate a two-way mirror?
if I'd installed it, I don't know. No. So anyway, she was there. Now, what happens these days when you find something that you're unhappy about is you don't kind of like call for the manager or sort of call the police.
Yeah.
What you do now is you get your mobile phone and you film it.
Tweet it.
And you take pictures and you upload it and you tweet it. And that's exactly what she did. And what they've said is that the owner of this venue has acknowledged that the mirror is there. So he's admitted it.
It's there.
And
I installed it.
Yeah. And there's an unlocked door. So you could go and stand the other side of that mirror as well, presumably. You know, use it for what it was intended for. And but he said, but look, the venue that we've got has got a creepy funhouse theme. Okay,
what, this is a quote.
Yeah, he said it's a continuation of the creepy funhouse theme of the establishment. Okay, it used to also feature a monster head that lit up through the two-way mirror, scaring ladies as they used the facilities.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, so you know, I mean, lock the door would be my advice. Lock that door because you've got comedians getting.
Don't
upset.
Go to the venue.
No, absolutely
would be my advice. Boycott that place.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, he actually said, you know, yeah, we've got it, I installed it. It's
that's PR experts would advise that as well. They would say, they'd say own up and then don't comment anymore and move on.
Yeah, but there's a difference between owning up and going, I'm proud of it. I've got a two-way mirror.
Yeah.
And? Okay, it's time to announce the winner of our competition. We've had so many great answers. Everybody went into the draw to possibly win these two tickets to go to Prelude to a Kiss. And that's starting tonight at Ducktack at Mall of the Emirates. And it's a great production. It was made into a movie, I think, in the early 90s with Meg Ryan and Alec Baldwin.
She's
very
good.
Funny.
Both very good, yeah.
Yeah, both
especially
amazing.
Meg, yeah.
Yeah, gosh, love Meg Ryan.
So talented.
Yeah.
So talented.
Yeah. So this is the production. It's taking place at Ducktack, and we've got so many great answers. So we said, send in Prelude to a what? Make it funnier than us, because I said Prelude to a sandwich. That's not funny.
No.
Ray said Prelude to a brunch. It's mildly
worse.
Funnier than mine. And we've had some great answers. So, for instance, we've had Prelude to a six-minute Dubai signal, which I liked. Prelude to a sonata. Prelude to the second shoe dropped. Prelude to a barbecue brunch. Prelude to Kish. I like that one. Prelude to a sandstorm. Prelude to a prelude. Well, there you go. Prelude to my birthday. That's from Jury. Prelude to a backstage pass. However, we've got a winner. It is Gordon, and he sent in Prelude to a prequel, which I like. That's quite funny.
That's a nice one.
Prelude to a prequel. Congratulations, Gordon. You are a winner for today. You'll be heading to Prelude to a Kiss, which is taking place at Ducktack at Mall of the Emirates. Big thank you to Ray Addison from DubaiLaughing.com. Ray, all the details of those gigs on the website?
They are going to be later today. So give me a few hours and it will be up there.
Okay, thank you, Ray. We will see you next Thursday.
Bye.